Olympic ice dancing, skating sets new records while hitting emotional highs and lows. While setting some new records for the sport that thrives on drama, by Alice Park, Gang Young. Olympic records were being broken all over the rink at the Ice Dance Free Skate in Gang Young Ice Arena. Canada's Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer earned gold, their second Olympic title, which makes them the most decorated Olympic athletes in their discipline, earning 5 Olympic medals in their 3 appearances at the Games. In addition to the 2 golds, they own another gold from the team event in Pyeongchang and 2 silvers from the ice dance and team event in Sochi. In the short program part of the event in Korea, they set a new record for the highest overall score recorded. France's Gabriela Papadakis and Guillaume Cizeron skated a haunting program to Moonlight Sonata, winning the free skate portion and setting a new record for the highest free dance score, breaking their own record set a few months earlier, which gave them a total score of 205.28 when combined with their short program scores, just behind Virtue and Moore's 206.07. The U.S. sister-brother team Maya and Alex Shibutani clinched bronze, their first Olympic medal in 2 Olympic appearances, while teammates Madison Hubbell and Zachary Donahue finished in fourth. After an uncharacteristic fall, the other U.S. team of Madison Chalk and Evan Bates finished in 9th place. "We skated our asses off, and we've got to be proud of that," said Moore of their gold-winning efforts. "Beyond effort, the winning pair have chemistry. After 20 years together," says their coach, Marie-France Dubreuil, "with eyes closed, they know what the other is doing." The podium in ice dance is becoming a homecoming of sorts, since so many teams currently or used to train together. Virtue and Moyer now train with Papadakis and Cizeron in Montreal, with Marie-France Dubreuil, Patrice Lauzon, and Romain Haguenard, and the Canadians used to train with the Shibutanis in Detroit. The top 3 teams were a demonstration in how diverse and stylistic the sport of ice dance has become. In the days when Eastern European teams dominated the discipline, most teams were indistinguishable from the other, trying to outdo one another on outlandish costumes, but still sticking to the same formula of moves and music. Virtue and Moyer, Papadakis and Cizeron, and the Shibutanis couldn't be more different. Virtue and Moyer, known for their precision and sharpness, skated 2 high-energy programs that capitalized on Moyer's outgoing personality and Virtue's quiet power, while Papadakis and Cizeron's free skate highlighted their remarkable ability to glide gently across the ice, as if they were floating on air, rather than on 4-millimeter-wide blades. The Shibutanis showed that romantic chemistry isn't a necessity for winning an ice dance medal, despite what many had told them throughout their career. "Along the way in our career, there have been a lot of people who told us that maybe siblings shouldn't be a team," says Maya as she tears up. "But we believe in ourselves, and we accomplished this together and are so proud of all the work we have done." The Shibutanis were disappointed with their 4th place finish after the short program, but returned to the Olympic Village and watched old family videos of themselves when they were younger, just dancing around together, having a good time, says Alex, as both he and Maya become emotional over the memory. "The family bond we have, it's a strength no other team in this event has. For all the people who think it's a deficit to skate as siblings, we've made it our strength." The Shibutanis, who are the first skaters of Asian descent to win Olympic medals in ice dance, hope that their example breaks down some of the stereotypes against sibling teams in ice dance and opens the sport up to new types of partnerships and more creative ways of growing the discipline. "It's so limiting to be labeled as one thing," says Alex. "It's almost insulting to the discipline of ice dance, where it's grouped into, oh, it's romantic, or oh, it's sensual. That's not fair to ice dance, and probably hurting ice dance's feelings. Ice dance wants to be whatever it can be. We are all put here to hopefully find something we are passionate about and hopefully connect in some way to the people around us." The Shibutani's coach, Marina Zueva, agrees that the passion ice dancers express and judges reward doesn't always have to be of the romantic variety. "There are different forms of passion," she says. "Passion does not have to be like love passion. Passion can be between them and their warmth and how they reach their goal." Papadakis and Cizeron, who earned 2 world championship titles since the 2014 Olympics, trained with the Canadian team in Montreal and credited the proximity of their strongest rivals with improving their skating. It's never been easy. Looking back, training with Tessa and Scott really made us improve in a way that wouldn't be possible if we trained alone, says Ciceron. We kept pushing each other, and we think that was for the best. Papadakis agreed, admitting to a wave of emotions after the skate. We knew it was possible, and we wanted the gold, but we did our best, and we have nothing to regret. I am very moved right now, and I think I'd start to cry if you tell me that the dog of your grandmother died. There are lots of emotions coming out right now, but we couldn't have skated better. It was amazing to deliver what we did today for our first Olympics. While the Shibutanis relished their first Olympic medal, snapping selfies with their coach and running their hands along the Olympic ice before leaving the rink, their teammates Madison Chalk and Evan Bates were struggling to make sense of a fluke mistake that left both of them tumbling during their routine. As the pair entered a combination spin, somehow they clicked blades and fell sprawling to the ice. As soon as it happened, I couldn't believe that our butts were on the ice where our skates were supposed to be, says Chalk, holding back tears. Igor Spilband, their coach, says the entry into the spin is challenging since Chalk is required to jump into it, but it's not something they have ever tripped up on in their training, ever. When you go for a difficult element, there is a chance you can mess up, but this is not something they ever made a mistake on before. It's the last place you expect a mistake to happen, he says. As grand a stage as the Olympics are, for competitors it is, after all, just another competition. And while for some the games represent a culmination of a career, for Chalk and Bates, it's just the beginning. They are already planning to redeem themselves at next month's World Championships in Milan, Italy. We will go home, train, and put out the performances we wanted to put out there, says Chalk.